Welcome back to TechNet Radio. In this virtual lab insider, Blaine Barton shows us how you can easily start learning about how to manage clients within System Center 2012 Configuration Manager. If you're curious about client management capabilities within System Center, the TechNet virtual labs allow you to quickly and easily try out Microsoft's newest products for free in 90 minutes or less. No complex setup or installation required. Blaine, the mic is yours.
Hello and welcome to IT Time. I'm your host, Blaine Barton, a senior IT pro evangelist with Microsoft. And today in this episode, we're going to be doing a virtual lab insider for TechNet Radio. It's with System Center 2012 Configuration Manager, and it's all around managing clients. So we're hoping that after you go through this virtual lab, you'll be able to verify the Config Manager 2012 client is communicating with the site. Break the Config Manager 2012 client so that it no longer communicates with the site. Repair the Config Manager 2012 client with the client health feature. Verify the Config Manager 2012 client is communicating with the site. Then we report on the client health status. View and modify default client settings. Verify custom client settings and the implementation around that. And use new remote control features. Let's take a look at the virtual lab. Let's take a look at managing clients with System Center 2012 Configuration Manager. Let's go ahead and launch this virtual lab. So here, let's go ahead and connect to this remote desktop connection. And this window tells me that the remote desktop connection manager provides the interface to connect to the virtual machines. For this lab, you'll verify that the Configuration Manager 2012 client is communicating with the site. You're going to break the Configuration Manager 2012 client so that it no longer communicates with the site. Then you're going to repair the Config Manager client with the client health feature. You're going to verify that the Configuration Manager 2012 client is communicating with the site again. You'll report on the client health status, view and modify default client settings, create and assign custom client settings, verify custom client setting implementation, and then use new remote control features. In this scenario, in this lab, will take 75 minutes. You're going to be using Client 1, Windows 7 Enterprise Edition. You're also going to be using Primary 1 as your server. So the first task is initiating a delivery data collection cycle, or heartbeat discovery, to validate client to site communications. Now you can get started with the lab.